Good evening. Good evening.
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not filling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. May I speak with Violet Hughes?
She's not here.
Okay. Well, do you mind going over a couple questions with me just for a quick survey? It won't take that long.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
38.
No, your race.
Oh, African American.
Thank you very much. What is your age?
38.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Thank you very much. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
No, more important.
Would you say much more or somewhat?
Much, much more.
And what makes you feel that upcoming elections are more important than usual?
Because the issues that face the constituents of the United States.
All right. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you satisfied, very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied. I'm dissatisfied that we got a criminal on the ballot to run for president, but go ahead with your question.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Don't see her do much, but I approve.
Okay. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind with the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
All of the above. Can I say all of the above? Or I have to choose one?
No, you have to choose one, ma'am.
Okay. Trying to keep up.
Okay. Now, I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of a voting issue it is for you. Investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers.
Yes, I agree.
How important would this be on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being not important at all and 10 being most important?
Most important.
Okay, thank you very much. Creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness.
More important.
Okay, how would you rate it on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you very much. Reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable.
A 10.
Thank you. Taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels and building a clean energy future.
I would love for that to happen, so I'll say a 10.
Okay. Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
Oh, a 10 plus.
Thank you very much. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
A 10.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
A 10.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming election, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two. improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first women of color presidents, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back.
Yes. Two. That one there.
You may choose two.
Any other one, whatever you said prior to that about taking away our rights.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Okay.
Kamala Harris.
100%.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
0.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, 90%.
Cornel West.
Don't know much. Heard about it, don't know much. About 75. I know some, but not much.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
They got to do better. That's 50-50. I'm sorry, 50.
Okay. Donald Trump.
If I can go the dirt on the floor, but I'll go with a 0.
All right. Barack Obama.
I'll give him a 95. He did what he could.
All right. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided,
Kamala.
Kamala. Thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Kamala, the Democratic.
Thank you very much.
Even though she's not nominated in yet. But go ahead.
As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for next president. We would like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman.
Agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
Color doesn't matter, but agree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America.
I disagree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, I would like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. Improving K-12 public schools education.
Kamala.
Would you say much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Strongly, Kamala.
Okay. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Hopefully, Kamala. So strongly.
Okay. Maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women.
Oh, Kamala.
Okay. Fixing the immigration system.
Oh, man. Do I have to answer? Because I don't know if anyone has the answer to that. All right, Kamala, strongly.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing. Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities and the future of our children. It's threatening all the advancement our community has fought so long for. We can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. We must support candidates who will make fighting hate groups a top priority and who will work to protect voting rights and diversity policies that help us address the impact of racism in this country. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is this?
A 10.
Thank you very much. Our country has gone through so much in the last few years. Our rights are being rolled back. Racial discrimination and division is on the rise, and political violence is growing. We need a fresh start, a reset, a change from the same old leaders and old ideas and rhetoric. And for the first time in a long time, we have a chance for that. We can vote for change now.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Would you say a 10?
Yes, a 10.
Okay, thank you very much. While corporations are raking in record profits and raising their prices, too many Americans are struggling to get by. And instead of being focused on stopping corporations from price gouging to bring down costs, too many elected leaders are working to protect the big corporate special interests who finance their campaigns. It's time we use our political power to demand that politicians trying to get our votes put forward a plan to stop price gouging and bring down the cost of everyday goods so that more working people can get ahead.
I agree, a 10.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
No, more important.
Would you say somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you very much. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days or not. Instagram.
Yes, TikTok. I have in the last 2 days. Yes.
Thank you. Facebook.
No.
Twitter.
No.
YouTube.
Yes.
Thank you very much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, younger.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times?
Once a month.
A year? Okay, thank you.
Once a month.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great night, ma'am.
Oh, no problem. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.